Welcome to Healing House with Dr. Eileen. Dr. Eileen is an international healer, speaker, teacher, and published author of her latest book, Frequencies. Share the next half hour with us as we journey to find balance of body, mind, and spirit in an unbalanced world. We then invite you to call in or log into our chat and share your thoughts and insights. And now your host, Dr. Eileen.
Well, good afternoon, morning, or evening, depending on wherever you're at. Happy Thursday. This is Dr. Eileen with Healing House Radio. And as usual, for our friends down in the LA area, the guest call-in number is 424-258-9337. And for everyone else, including right here in the absolutely beautiful San Francisco Bay Area, the toll-free call-in number is 877-697-9725. And as usual, Producer Kina will be having the chat room open. You can log in there and listen in. If you have a question or comment that you would like to post, you can post that and she'll make sure it gets to me. And after the show, I will be logging into the chat room to answer questions, comments, or concerns. So, today, we're going to be talking about clearing. And one of the things that is a really common question that I'm asked, and after the last show, I had a lot of questions in the chat room regarding energetic clearing and energetic protection. Now, basically, in the most basic terms, it comes down to claiming your space, then deciding what type of energy that you want there. So we're going to be discussing ways. First, identifying what is your space. How do you know that it needs clearing? And techniques and tools to be able to clear it, whether it's for yourself or for a space. And also considering what doesn't belong there and how to prevent those things from coming in. Now, a lot of folks, you know, do different types of energetic, spiritual types of work. And when you're around different types of spiritual practices, one of the things that can happen is that you pick up the energy of someone else. Now, often this is just kind of like walking through a barbecue wearing white. The trick is not to get any on you, but more than likely you are. And as I said, in most cases, it's just something that happens when you're in that particular energetic field. Another way that it can happen is that if somebody is thinking harsh thoughts or focusing energy either to place negative or doubtful energy within your field or to try to drain you of your energy. So first, let's just make sure that you know we're all on the same terms. When I talk about energetic field and energetic space, this is, you know, it's sort of like when you talk about like the 3-foot circle of personal space when, you know, you're speaking to someone or when you're just kind of moving around. It's that area around you that you feel comfortable that is yours. And when somebody walks up to you, you know, if they walk up and get right up next to you, it's uncomfortable. And you can tell when somebody is in your space and you're not liking it, there is an emotional reaction, there's a physical reaction where you want to move away from them. Your energetic space is very, very similar. The person may not even be in physical proximity to you, and yet you get a feeling of an intrusion. And maybe you're not quite sure exactly what it is or who it is, but you know that it just seems to feel wrong. It could be a sensation of tingling of the skin. It could just be sort of an invaded type of a feeling where it feels somebody is standing very close to you and not respecting your space. So whether it is a space that is a physical space, such as your bedroom or your work environment or your car or your home, or if you're doing a healing work and you create a healing space, one of the main things that you want to do is to make sure that the energy in that space is what you want, what you would have call in, what supports you in the work that you want to do. So let's just take as an example, let's say your bedroom. And in most cases, it's a really good idea to make sure that that energy is regularly worked with. Now, if you have, you know, like really heavy, hard things going on in your life, and you're going in your room and that's your refuge, and you close the door and it's like your person, you know, like they refer to either the man cave or the woman cave. The idea that you want the energy in that space to support that sense of taking care of you, to support that sense of safety. Some people believe that if you have a TV in your room, that the electromagnetic field can disrupt the energy in there. I don't know. I know that there are people who argue on both sides of that. Whether or not you have a TV in your room, if you don't feel comfortable, if you're not feeling restful in your room, one thing you can try is if you've got a TV in there, remove the TV. See if that makes a change. See if that shifts something. And if it does, if the energy seems to be a little bit lighter, if you're able to sleep a little bit better, then maybe you just need to leave the TV in the living room. A lot of it is kind of trial and error. There may be a particular item that you've had in your room for a lot of time, but there's some type of an energetic piece that's attached to it that may be creating a disruption. So really the first thing to do is take a look at the space that you're in. And, you know, we're talking about a physical space. We'll talk about personal space in a minute. But as far as the physical space, the first thing you want to do is clean it really good to, you know, get rid of cobwebs, to get rid of anything that, you know, the dust bunnies under the bed, and to have it in a nice, orderly fashion, opening up the windows, letting fresh air in if you can. Then, once you have physically cleared the space, then you want to start looking at the energy. And there's a lot of different traditions around this. There's the using a smudge, which would be either cedar or sage. Normally, you would use sage to clear a space. And, you know, some people use copal. Some people use different types of either a resin or a dried plant that allows the scent to go in and, you know, use the energy of that plant to clear the room. Figure out what feels right for you. And white sage is the sage traditionally used, not culinary sage, but either desert sage or white sage. And by just, you know, burning a little amount of it dried, and there's a lot of places you can get smudging sticks. A lot of the metaphysical stores, things like that, you know, they usually carry it. Or you can find out about a local powwow, and you should be able to find it there. And it is also, you can contact gardening centers, and they may have some for sale. So basically, you just want to get a little bit of it and just kind of walk around the room. You know, light it, walk around the room. And it's really important when you're doing any type of clearing work to know where you're at. If you've got something really heavy on your heart, if you've got something that's really weighing on you, that's not the time or the space to be doing a clearing, you know, of any type. You want to be in that good heart space. You want to be in prayer. What you can do is, while you're burning the smudge, you can say a prayer that comforts you, something that makes you feel good. Bring in whatever energy. It doesn't matter what tradition, as long as the intention behind it is bringing in that nice, wonderful, sort of restful, nurturing energy. So you can utilize that. If it's a space where you cannot use, you know, you can't light anything up, or maybe you have a respiratory issue, you can also use salt. You could also use spray, you know, soak the sage in water and then put it in a spray bottle and spray it around the room. Another way of being able to clear a space is to take a small flat mirror, place it on a surface, take a glass container of water and fill it up about halfway with water and place it on that and leave that there for about 3 days. And what that does is that will draw some of the more dissonant energy I mean, and it's not about it being good energy, bad energy, because that's kind of a judgment call. But anything that creates dissonance, that reduces the harmony of the space. And what it will do is it will draw it into the water. Now, to make that more effective, you can take a candle and place it behind it and allow that light to attract. Now, if you are going to do this, I strongly recommend some of the tall glass candles because they're sort of designed that if they fall over, the wax will put out the flame. If it is not a safe and secure place, then just go with the water. You can put the candle on when you're home. But if you don't feel good leaving it there, if you don't feel good leaving it overnight, then, you know, just use it when you're there during the day, and then the rest of the time just leave the water on top of the mirror. After the 3 days, take that and you dump it into the toilet. Do not put it into ground. Do not, Lord knows, don't drink it. But allow for that to go and be released. That is a wonderful way of clearing a space. And it's a nice basic one. Taking sacred items and occasionally allowing them to either be out under a full moon for, you know, like 3 nights of the full moon and letting them be cleared that way, especially if you've got a lot of crystals, because crystals amplify. Crystals will intensify. And if not cleared every once in a while, you know, they can take on some of that harder, more dissonant energy. And what that can do is that can actually kind of intensify it in your space. Those are just some easy ways to be able to handle space management. Now, a lot of people wonder about protection for themselves, protections for their loved ones, protection specifically from either someone projecting energy or someone trying to draw energy off. So there are many ways to do this. One is, you know, the picturing of just surrounding yourself in light. And some people say a white light, some people say a golden light, some silvery light. I usually go with whatever comes to your mind when you think of comfort, protection, and being safe. Whatever it is that comes to your mind, boom, bring that in. Allow that to be in. Now, prayers can be worked with any of these systems, any type of clearing. If you want to bring in prayer, that's fine. As long as it's a prayer that means something to you. If it's something, you know, don't feel that if you don't resonate with a particular belief system, don't feel you have to go to one of those prayers and say it when that's not what resonates with you. Prayer can be as simple as, hey, universe, it's me. Got a minute? And then just share whatever it is that you want to share. Talk about whatever it is you want to talk about. Think of it as a conversation with the universe. Think of it as a conversation with a consciousness that ultimately wants the best for you. And there's no reason why you can't ask for help. And I personally do it very often. You know, hey, Creator, it's me again. Got a minute? And then I just share what it is that's in my heart. You can take that and bring that into any type of clearing work that you're doing. And even if, as you're walking around, if you're using smudge, if you're smudging yourself, you can, you know, light a little bit of smudge and just kind of, you know, move your hands over it, you know, as if you're scooping the smoke and just kind of putting it over you. And while you're doing that, focus on what it is that you would like. Protection, just in general protection, then, you know, just bring that in. And, you know, just picture yourself being safe. Picture yourself surrounded by this beautiful light or, you know, maybe a big egg or however you want to see it, however you want to focus on it. Allow that to come in. Make that the vision in your mind and really know that feeling of safety. Draw that in and let yourself accept that you are protected. Understand, and a lot of people will ask, it's like, well, you know, what about spirits or entities that are very powerful or whatever? Anything only has as much power as you give it. If you accept that you are tapped into the universe, and I mean the whole universe, you are an aspect of it. you tap into the power of that, the energy of that. Honestly, there is nothing more powerful than that. And, you know, for those who deal with things like entities, they want you to believe that you don't have power, but you really are. You will, each and every one of us is far more powerful than we realize. We are more connected than we realize. We can send things away and say, no, you don't get to play in my playground. You have to go on the other side of the fence because you don't play nice with others. When you claim that, and it is something to claim, then you are able to create the space that you want. You are able to have in your field what you want. You cannot control the actions of others. And there are always people that are projecting negative, yucky stuff onto other people. The important part to remember is that, you know, they can throw it and it hits a barrier. You don't have to accept it unless you invite it in, unless you invite energy, unless you buy into whatever they're saying about you. If somebody is saying, you know, bad things about you, the only way it can have power enough to affect you is if you buy into it, if you agree with it. Now, yes, there are people who utilize energy. They can manage energy. And not everybody does it for a really good reason. Not everybody does it in a good, positive way. Not everybody focuses healing. And, yes, there are some people who are very adept who focus in a negative way just because they can. There is a natural kind of reciprocity in the universe. Remember, one of the laws of physics, for every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction, which means that when an energy or a force is projected against something, an equal force is projected back, which is why practitioners who know what they're doing will always say that you have to be careful because what you put out can be bounced back. If you have an intention to cause harm, that energy can come back. Now, does that mean that if you have a stray thought that, God, that guy's a jerk or that woman's a jerk and, you know, I just wish something bad would happen to them, does that mean it's going to happen and that it's going to bounce back on you? No. I don't believe that. I believe that the universe is much smarter and understands when we need it and when we don't. It understands when there is an intention, and it also understands when we're just irritated at the moment. So no, I don't believe that random thoughts will be enacted and therefore trigger that reciprocity. When there's an intention, that makes it different. When you have a focused intention, and yes, energy is energy. It's neither good or bad. It all depends on how it's applied. So as you consider what it is that you want to bring in, whether it's light or whether it's shadow, whether it focuses on love or whether it focuses on fear, what you consciously choose to bring in will have an effect. And if somebody else, you know, we're all divine beings having human experiences, and some experiences are a little more human than others. Somebody who is jealous of another person is going to end up projecting some of those thoughts out. And if the jealousy is significant enough or the resentment is significant enough, yeah, there can be some power behind that. And it is still not greater than what you can call in. It is not greater than the protection that you can pull in for yourself. For those who work with angels, call that in. You know, choose an angel and actually study angels. You know, there's a whole lot of angels, and then there's the archangels and all of that, and there are saints. So for those of you who your spiritual practices go along those lines, what you can do is just reach out for a relationship with a particular angel, archangel, saint, whatever, that resonates with you. Call that in. create that bond. And, you know, it's not about worshiping. It's about like creating a friendship, and a very deep friendship. It's about going, you know what, I would like to ask you for help. And you learn everything you can about that particular saint. And, you know, just have conversations. You know, when you're stressed out, you know, go to that one and say, you know, it's like, you know what, I really need some help. You know, I have a special, you know, bond / friendship / working relationship with Archangel Raphael. And the reason is because what I do is healing. That is my vocation. It is my passion. And Raphael is the Archangel of Healing. And so I call upon that energetic when I've got something going on, that whether it's for somebody else and I would like guidance on how to best manage that, or whether it's for myself. And it's like, hey, Raphael, you got a minute? Yeah, it's me. I need some help. And when you do that, when you're able to tap into that, and it really is, it's not about proof. Don't worry about whether or not it's real. If it's real to you, it's real. If it gives you comfort, it is real. It doesn't have to be proven to anybody else. And incorporating guardians and guides and in some cases animal totems. If you're in that place of wanting clearing and wanting to be able to release what it is that you don't feel serves you, then call. Ask for extra help. Feel that sense. It's interesting because when I first started finding out about, you know, specifics about different saints and things, and Raphael kept coming into my thoughts and into my dreams. So, you know, I wanted proof. And I was at a friend's home, and we were going to do a special meditation, and so these angel cards were laid out. And I was sitting there trying to figure out, okay, which one do I want to pick? And it came in my mind, if you still need proof, pick the third card from the left. And we were supposed to pick them and not look at them. As soon as I touched it, I knew in my heart it was Raphael's. So I took it, I placed it face down, and we did our meditation. And then afterwards, everybody got their cards still face down and put it down. And before I turned it over, I knew, and as I turned it up, it was Raphael. So was that proof? In my mind, it was. And the cool part was that it came at a point when I wasn't asking for it. I was just kind of randomly thinking, and then it was like, okay, you feel you need proof in this, do this. So the idea of creating protective relationships with spirits, with ancestors, you can call in ancestors. Whatever it is that you want to be protected from, first remember that it is your right and it is perfectly within your ability to decide what is in your energetic field and what doesn't belong there. And if there is something that does not belong there, let it go. Don't feel sorry, you know, for that energy. And it may be that, you know, someone who you deal with who is just always coming to you and wanting you to fix things for them and telling you how horrible their life is and all of that. And then you finish talking to them and they're fine and you just feel like you need a shower. It almost has a slimy type of feel to it because you took on their yuck. And I'm not saying that you shouldn't take on their yuck. I'm just saying that it probably isn't in your best interest. And if you do, it's best to get rid of it. Now, another way of clearing for ourselves is it's this wonderful combination. It is 1 cup sea salt, 1 cup Epsom salt, and about 1/2 cup of baking soda. Now, all you do is you take that, you put it in a bath as hot as you can comfortably sit on it. I mean, don't lobster yourself, but in a nice hot bath. And what you can do beforehand, if you have some smudge, smudge the bathroom, and then just put that in and soak. And allow that. That's going to draw energy out of you. It's going to neutralize if you're feeling, if you've been doing a lot of energetic work, if you've been doing a lot of healing, if you're empathic to a lot of emotion and it feels overwhelming. This is an excellent bath to do. Now, after you do this, you go straight to bed. This is something to be done at the end of the day. It's something that, you know, you go in and really you'll have some very interesting dreams when you do. Just don't get up, wander around, decide to watch a horror movie, you know, look at the news about horrible things. So make sure that, you know, you just do that, go to bed, and it's amazing how cleansing that is. You could also take and, you know, take some sage and put it in some water and boil it and steep it, and then you can put that in your bathtub. And you can be able to soak in that. Now, that type of bath, a sage bath, you can do at any time of the day. It doesn't matter. But the one with the baking soda, sea salt, and Epsom salt, and again, those proportions are 1 cup of sea salt, 1 cup of Epsom salt, and about a half a cup of baking soda. And that is strictly for right before bed. So as you think about what it is that you want to do, what is the intention behind your clearing? What is the purpose behind your clearing? Is it something specific, or is it just kind of a general feeling of, you know what, I've been in a lot of dealing with a lot of different people and I'm feeling kind of yucky and I need to just release it. So make sure that whatever it is you do, that you're taking care of yourself, make yourself a priority. If it means that for a day, maybe you don't take somebody's call who just drains you, then do that. But give yourself a break. And always, always, always remember, each and every one of you are an aspect of the universe, which means you can tap into that. And there is nothing, no intention, no entity, nothing that will override the will of the universe. And when I say will of the universe, the will of God, the will of Creator, the will of, you know, Allah, Muhammad, Jesus, Buddha, however you want to embody that. You know, whatever is your way, you know, go with that. But whatever that cosmic consciousness that you envision, you know, that is out there, know that it is a part of you. It is within you. It moves through you. And you can tap into it at any time to create the reality that you want to create. So make sure that as you do these things, you remember that. Keep that in your mind. If you don't need it, it doesn't need to be there, and you have the ability to make it go away. So thank you for joining me for another Thursday. If you would like to learn more about me, then you can check out my website at www.thehealing-house.com, and you can read about me and the work of the ministry that I've created, and just get in touch if you would like. I have available one-on-one private consultations, so if you would like to work with me one-on-one, you can either go to the website or you can email me at healinghouseradio, no spaces, at the-healing-house.com. So until next time, I wish you balance and I wish you blessings. I wish you clear energy and bright spirits. And I hope for each and every one of you that you understand how special you are and how powerful you are. So I will be checking into the chat room as soon as I'm off the air. So if anybody has any questions, please feel free to log in. Until next time, this is Dr. Eileen with Healing House Radio. Take care.